if you want to work on this PS3 emulator, you're going to have to learn how to code. Learn the code. The team behind the PS3 emulator, RPCS3, has had enough of people peddling their AI slop. Leave behind something useful to humanity when you're gone. So, look, I love emulation. The gaming companies don't love emulation. I'm not sure how Sony feels about this. Probably not very good. But it is very interesting to see even emulation teams saying, yeah, we don't want your AI slop vibe-coded stuff in our project. So this is coming from Time Extension. The team behind the excellent open-source PS3 emulator RPCS3 has been forced to update its guidelines for submitting AI-generated code after being inundated with time-wasting vibe-coded pull requests. Please stop submitting AI slop code pull requests to RPCS3. That's the original post. Then we will start banning those who do without disclosing. There are plenty of resources online to learn how to debug and code instead of generating slop you don't understand and that doesn't work. And now our guidelines for submitting AI-generated code are now up in our repository. As for all the AI bros seething on our socials, we're simply blocking you. Learn how to debug code and leave behind something useful to humanity when you're gone instead of peddling slop. Now, look, people might be like, hey, this is an overreaction because we're talking about an emulator here, and that's even of kind of questionable legality, I guess. You know, it's a gray area, right? So the problem is that a lot of the AI-generated code is not good, and a lot of programmers are being replaced very quickly with vibe-coded slop, and things are breaking. I think Microsoft, their updates are vibe-coded from what I'm hearing from people who worked at Microsoft. They said that the new updates are vibe-coded for Windows 11, and that's why things are breaking. I think vibe-coding is breaking a lot of things. It's just not there yet. And frankly, if you're not a coder and you don't know how to code, when you submit code, you're not going to know what to look for. You're not going to know what's broken. Just like AI art, people don't know what's wrong with it because they're not artists. It is helpful if you're using it as a tool, if you know how to code. This is my opinion, of course. But yeah, even the emulators are cracking down on vibe coding. This is crazy. And they're like, yeah, if you AI bros are going to seethe, oh well, they don't care. What do you guys think?